My name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project Mountain Egoli in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 19th of August 2009 and the time is 5:15 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
My name is Sarah Southern. I'm 29 years old and I'm from Northumberland.
Have you travelled to London especially for this day?
No, I was actually already in London, so thankfully not.
And has coming here and seeing the plinth been how you imagined it would be?
It has been. I think it's been quite interesting to see the plinth with different types of people on it, as because it's had that hotel sculpture on for so long, to then see it not have fluorescent plastic on, it's been quite nice. And it's interesting to see with like perspective of a human on top, and actually be able to work out exactly how big it is.
Have you been seeing a lot of the other people going up on the plinth?
I've been to see a few, just to kind of go and have a look to see what works, what doesn't work, see how bored people get, that kind of thing, and also to see what the people around the plinth are, how they're reacting to the people on top of the plinth.
And what have you thought of what you've seen so far?
Some of the people who've gone up there have done really interesting things, and it made me think, oh goodness, these people are really talented. I'm going to have to think really long and hard about what I do when I'm on the plinth, because if you've not planned what you're going to do, it's going to be a long hour up there. So I guess the ones that I have seen, I saw this woman, probably would have been about midnight that she was up there, and she was painting a scene of Trafalgar Square at that time. It made me feel slightly envious that I don't actually know how to paint, as I thought it would have been a really wonderful snapshot, because you're only one of, 2,500 people are going to have the opportunity to have that viewpoint. So it's been quite nice to see those, and people who've actually done dancing or singing or played a musical instrument up there did make me think the people with talent have got a real advantage to taking part in the plinth.
Have you felt as they want to entertain the people watching or not?
Not really. I think the thing that I've given most thought to is when I started thinking about when I was first selected was to kind of make a statement, because I don't have a notable talent, is to therefore do something that means something to me, and that's the kind of thing that's gone through the entire time. It's just 1 hour that kind of is selfishly yours, because you're the only person who can be on the plinth, you're the only one who can decide what you're going to do when you're up there or react to anything that goes on during that hour. So I've really kind of gone through this big thought process from trying to make a really big statement in terms of a particular cause, and then kind of moved on from that and evolved into the images that I'm going to take up onto the plinth with me.
And can you tell us exactly what it is that you will be doing?
What I'm going to do is I've taken about 97 photographs that have come from friends, from family. I sent a big email out to people telling them I was on the plinth and that I needed some pictures of them. And in essence, I'm going to be kind of airing my dirty laundry in public, as all of the photographs will be displayed on a washing line. So all of the photographs are about A3 in size, and it's of fun nights out with my friends. It's at my goddaughter's christening, and then some of them are of scenery of holidays that people have been on, and they've just sent me a photograph. So it's quite nice, as some of the photographs will mean nothing to anyone else, but to me and this one other person will mean something. So I'm hoping that a lot of these people will be watching online, and then when they see their photograph, they know that, you know, they made the cut, as it were, to get into my dirty laundry.
And why did you settle on that as an idea?
Well, a lot of it kind of came back to the fact that so many people had done really interesting things on the plinth, you know, whether it be singing or dancing or such like, that I thought, well, I've got to move away from kind of the entertainment element of it, because an hour's a long time to be on the plinth without something to do. Therefore, I wanted to make sure that I had an activity whilst I was up there. But at the same time, I did kind of want to show my friends and my family how much they mean to me, and I think that this was quite a nice way to do it, as all the people who I have asked for photographs have been quite touched that I wanted to take them up on the plinth with me. But I will also, whilst I'm up on the plinth, actually be listening to a radio station called Amazing Radio, which is for unsigned bands to have their music played. So although I won't be showing any talent, I will actually be listening to very talented musicians from around the UK.
Who would you say that you're doing this for?
I'd say I'm doing it for me. I'm fascinated by Anthony Gormley. Being from the Northeast, you know, he is a very kind of important artist for anyone who's in the Northeast, from the work that he did in terms of the Angel of the North, the work that he did when the Baltic first opened in Gateshead. So he's someone that has a lot of respect in the Northeast. So when I saw that this was his project, I was immediately more interested than I would have been perhaps if it had been another artist. So I wanted to be involved because it was his project, but I also wanted to do it because I thought it was quite an unusual thing to be doing.
And what is it that inspired you to actually go ahead and fill out the application form?
Well, it was just online, wasn't it? That's so easy to do in a bored moment at work. But no, again, it was because it was one of his projects and I wanted to be involved in an Anthony Gormley project for sure.
And when you first heard that you had an hour, what was your reaction?
I was really excited. I would have to admit, I was really disappointed that I wasn't selected in the first batch. And I thought, oh, you really obviously want to do this if you have got a bit of disappointment. So then when I was selected at the beginning of July, I was really excited.
And how have people reacted to you getting a spot?
It's been strange, as the people who I thought would be really excited, like my kind of arty friends, have been somewhat dismissive about it. And then the people who I thought would mock me have been really excited and are getting up really early today to come and watch me. So it's been a really mixed bag. And I think the way that people have reacted has been the absolute opposite of what I anticipated they would do. So it's been quite interesting.
How's it been being able to involve other people in what you're doing?
It's been really nice because it then has given my friends more of a reason to come down at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, on a quite a reasonably nice day in August to come and watch me. And I think also there were a number of people who had asked to send me photos, then sent a really nice email back saying, oh, you know, I'm really delighted that you want me to be on the plinth with you and I want you to show this photo for the following reasons. So it's been quite a nice level of communication, especially perhaps between me and friends who, you know, if they live abroad and we don't speak that often, or, you know, usually it's just a Facebook or a Twitter message. So it's been a really kind of nice form of communication.
And who have you got coming down?
Well, I've got my mum here, which is nice. She's come down from Northumberland for this. And then I've got a couple of best friends coming who live in London. And then a few work colleagues. And my dad's at home watching it on the internet. I've got a few friends in New Zealand and Australia who are watching it on the internet. And a few other family in the UK watching it online.
Do you have any expectations about what it will be like?
I guess I don't have huge amounts of expectations because most of my thoughts are focused on not falling off. But my guess is that the hour will either swoop past me and I will be really surprised that it's suddenly 5 to 7, or it'll drag on and I'll be thinking, why the devil is that clock going in reverse? I think that's the only expectation, as I'm trying not to think about how high it is at the moment.
Have you got any hopes or fears about what will happen?
I'm hoping that it's not windy. I'm hoping that I don't trip or anything like that. I'm not really fearful of anything other than going up, as it is quite high in the first bit. But I'm just hoping that it looks all right on the internet, I guess, because that's going to be kept forever, that recording. So I'm sure it'll all be grand, though.
And what does it mean to you to be one of the 2,400 people taking part?
At the moment, I think it's something like as a talking point to people, because especially people in London, they're very much aware that the plinth is going on. But I guess in the future, it is going to be something that's, you know, when you really begin to think about it, only 2,400 people have taken part. So you're actually quite a unique group of people who've had that opportunity to soak up Trafalgar Square for an hour, and as I said before, in a quite a selfish way, because it's all about you for that hour. So I'm really kind of looking forward in some respects to be able to look back on this experience, especially when all 2,400 people have taken part, and you know, you're now part of that kind of exclusive group, as it were.
What would you like to take away from the experience?
I don't necessarily think I want to take anything away from it. I think to me, by being part of it, it's all that I'm going to get from it, because it's that unique experience. But I would quite like to get some nice photographs of Trafalgar Square from 5 metres in the air.
And would you like to have an impact on others?
I don't think my message will have a great impact on other people, but I do hope that my friends and family feel, you know, happy with the photographs that I have chosen, and that no one gets upset if they don't look their best in some other pics.
Is there a particular message you're trying to put across?
I think the message that I would probably be wanting to put across is just that the people in my pictures mean something to me, and if anyone wanted to take anything from that, would be, you know, don't forget those who mean something to you, and, you know, make sure that you love those who are close to you.
What is it that you do for a living?
Do I have to answer that? I work in politics.
And how did you get into that?
Just have always been interested.
Is that what you studied?
Yes, I did it at university, and have since got into working with a political party.
And are you working in London?
I am at the moment. I'm sometimes abroad. Just spent 6 months working in Australia and New Zealand.
And how was that experience?
It was really good, really, really interesting. Good opportunity to go and work on a foreign election, and good experience to do some projects in the Asia Pacific.
And will you have more opportunities to travel, do you think?
Yeah, I've just come back from a trip to the Caribbean, doing some work out there. I'm off to Germany in a couple of months' time to do some work there.
And have you always had an interest in politics?
Yes, always. I think my parents said I was about 4 years old when my political light was lit, as it were.
And what exactly is it that you do, if you don't mind telling me?
I'd rather not answer that. I'm sorry.
What are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
Well, travel is a really big element in my life. I'm very fortunate in that my job affords me the opportunity to travel, and in the past 5 years I've literally been to nearly every continent, and I really hope that I have that opportunity to do further travel. It's something I try and do a lot. It's my aim to try and hit 100 countries in my lifetime. So that's something I do kind of spend a lot of time researching what countries I want to go to next.
And where is there on your wish list?
I'd like to do a lot more travel in Africa. I was lucky enough to go to South Africa on a study abroad programme when I was at university, and then I was lucky enough to go and work in Rwanda a couple of years ago. So I'd like to do a lot more travel there, perhaps kind of more in Western Africa.
And how do you find it being away from home, or where do you consider the UK your home?
I'm very lucky in that I've got a family that support me no matter what I do. So even though I went away to Australia and New Zealand, my mum and dad then came out to Australia for Christmas. So no matter where I am in the world, it's not really such a problem, as they will follow.
And do you know what your ambitions would be for the future?
Crumbs. Just to be happy, perhaps. I think that's enough of an ambition at the moment.
How would you summarise your experience of this project since finding out you had a place to this moment now?
I'd have to admit I have spent a lot of time thinking about the plinth, like day and night, because I just knew that it was such an important thing. I think mainly if it wasn't being filmed and it wasn't being kept forever, I perhaps wouldn't have been so concerned. But when I had walked past the plinth and I'd seen people who'd obviously not given much thought as to what they were going to do, and they were just really standing there, I thought, oh, you might regret that. So I have given it a lot of thought, and it's been a really interesting process in trying to work out my full ideas. And it's been quite taxing as well, as when I've then come up with an idea I've wanted to do, to then work out how I'm going to implement it, you know, on a 4x4 times 1.7 metre, you know, plinth in the middle of Trafalgar Square. So it's been quite good in that respect to make my brain work in a slightly different way.
Have you participated in arts projects before?
No, I haven't. Never.
Would you say you've got an interest in the arts generally?
I do have an interest in the arts, but I think I'm quite a kind of pop art kind of interest, taking interest in that respect in kind of quite a passing way. So if I have an interest in a specific artist or a specific genre, then I'll kind of make an effort to find out more about it. And as I say, because it was a Gormley project, it immediately drew me in.
And what are the kinds of things that you would do then when you're not working?
I spend a lot of time with my friends, who I'm obviously displaying on my plinth with me. I've just started a wine tasting course, which I'm very much enjoying. And then a lot of my time is spent travelling. I try and go away as much as I can.
And how would you describe yourself as a person?
Quite uptight. quite fun. Interested in other people, fascinated by other people, in fact. And I would hope someone that people like to spend time with.
Great, and is there anything that you'd like to add or tell us before we finish?
I don't think so.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.